Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Quarantina, and this is Deliberate Noise. So times have changed, and we are bringing you Deliberate Noise direct from our homes. A lot of things are missing from our lives right now, but luckily there is plenty of new music being released online, and we are going to get straight into it. In the Pink is the new EP from local trio Pale Red, and this album features their drummer Portia as the lead singer and songwriter. Here is Pale Red with Sun Sets in a Different Place on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sun sets in a different place, each day a different place. We'll be right back.
Alone by Vancouver band Lucky, and right before that was Pinch Librarian with the song The Vehicle from their Demos album. This is Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Nina Quarantina, and today I am joined by special guest Not There Claire. Hello, Claire.
Hey.
Welcome.
Welcome to me. I miss your beautiful face.
Yeah. Somehow just doing this on the phone with you is not as great.
No. And I'm in a closet right now, so.
Oh, looking at a wall?
I'm feeling especially isolated.
Oh my gosh. How have you been staying social during this time?
We've been going on very distanced runs, you and I.
Yes.
And that's been super fun, getting outside. And then I think I'm just making sure I call people a lot.
Yeah. Do you embrace Zoom that everybody's embracing right now?
I mean, we did last night. We went on Zoom and had a listening party, but I don't know. I think that the only reason that it's good is because you can do the gallery setting. Like, that's the only reason why Zoom is desirable to use.
Because it makes it easier to, like, see everybody's face at the same time.
Exactly. But that is actually the only benefit of Zoom.
All right. Hot take on Zoom. we kind of want to, like, promo a couple of things. One podcast that you have listened to. I've not listened to it yet, but do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so Alex DeBoer, who is a CITR central figure, she started a COVID-19 podcast. So it's called Vancouver COVID-19 Update. And Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m., she spends half an hour just going over updates on the epidemic, especially things that are relevant to Vancouver. And it's super good. Very, very up to date. She's really on top of things and she's doing interviews and everything. So I highly recommend that. If you're looking to stay informed on the kind of local reality of the epidemic, very good. Podcasts are online, obviously, at CITR.ca.
Yeah, Alex DeBoer is a champion of podcast creation. COVID-19 Update podcast by Alex DeBoer. Check it out, CITR. I want to promo something not CITR related. Paisley Eva, local DJ, has started putting out like half hour or hour long mixes on this platform called Mixcloud. And you can listen to them on mixcloud.com and you just find Paisley Eva. And they're really, really good mixes and make you feel like not alone when you listen to them. Highly recommend. So our favorite local country band Tonk has just released Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Tractor, which was supposed to be accompanied by their album release show. Unfortunately, we can't see them live right now, but we can still all blast this in our bedrooms. Here is Tonk with the song Horse Knowledge.
Horses gallop. close to you. Love them, trust them. The sun drags me out one day to remind me, Andy, you've been quiet for too long. Andy, pushed all your friends away.
That was The Sun Drags Me Out One Day by Aishuta, and right before that, Caterpillar by Mama. This is Deliberate Noise on CITR. I just want to say, if you were planning on seeing a band live in the next little bit, and the show was like canceled or postponed, consider buying that artist's music or buying their merch. They could probably really use it right now.
No kidding.
All right, Claire.
Yeah.
We did something fun last night. What did we do?
We sure did. We had a Grimes listening party over Zoom. So, you, me, two of our friends, we sat down over Zoom, and then on a different device had the Grimes album playing into a headphone, and then we just kind of sat together on Zoom chatting about the songs as they played, and doing, I guess it was a virtual listening party. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, we had a virtual listening party for Grimes' new album, Miss Anthropocene, because we all decided we didn't want to listen to it by ourselves, and we just, like, never got around to meeting up and listening to it.
Yeah, and we realized afterwards that it was kind of more appropriate for this album in particular to do it over the internet, because it deals with kind of themes of, I guess, the future. It's super futuristic, and she's really interested in AI, and like the virtual self and virtual reality. So I thought it was kind of interesting that we ended up doing it over the internet.
Yeah, I think it was probably exactly how it was meant to be listened to, honestly.
Yeah.
I had fun. What did you think of the album? I know the whole time you were kind of like reading the Wikipedia page about it, and then we both find ourselves on her website.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to be honest, I liked the music. It's kind of purported as a concept album, which I suppose it is, but only really in the supporting material. But I just find, I found the music good. I would definitely listen to it. It's kind of all over the place, but I think that's fine. I guess I just don't find the concept cohesive. I don't think that she actually conveyed much about those ideas on like through the music. So there were a lot of things that she talked about in interviews, and she would say a song was about a certain aspect of climate change or modern society, and then it didn't really feel like that came through in the music to me.
I kind of agree, but I'm thinking maybe like on second or third listen, our opinions might be changed.
Yeah, maybe. And I think we also found a lot of times where we were kind of waiting for songs to end because they became quite repetitive, and you're just like sitting there and you're like, okay, I understand what this song sounds like now. It's not changing. It hasn't changed in a minute. And you just kind of like, okay, all right. But I mean, I think that it was definitely interesting. I thought it was cool that she played with some different sounds. Delete Forever is such a new kind of music for her to play, and I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed it a little bit more than Art Angels, which I kind of struggled to get into. And then one of our other friends who was listening mentioned that she just thought this album felt really Grimes. Like, it just really sounds like Grimes. And yeah. I agree.
Yeah, definitely. And I liked Art Angels a lot. And that album, to me, felt more cohesive, but maybe less... Yeah, like, less grimesy in some way than this album.
I want to play 4 AM by Grimes.
Great track.
Yeah, I think this is my favorite one. Here is Grimes from Miss Anthropocene with 4 AM. On Grimes' website, she writes, climate change is good. Do you think Grimes is a villain, Claire?
I definitely think she's messing around with that image. It seems like since she's been involved with Elon Musk, there's been a lot of publicity around her being kind of, I don't know, I guess there's been some controversial statements made on her opinions about AI music and virtual reality and the future. And I think that she's really leaning into that now and kind of playing with that. I don't know how I feel about it, but I definitely think that she wants to kind of see what it's like to be villainous and to like embody that perspective on climate change, I suppose, which is kind of interesting.
Does Elon Musk listen to Grimes?
Definitely not. 10 out of 10 does not. Like, I bet he listens to, I don't know what, like, Leonard Cohen or something. And he's super not down with any techno music.
Let's switch gears to another Canadian band, Tops. Their new album, I Feel Alive, comes out in just a few days, later this week. I want to play the first song from their album, Direct Sunlight. Be
dancing alone. Sunny afternoon, turning off the noon. My brain is out of tune. Scoot shuffle to two. That's my favorite couch. Supports me at my worst. Gives out thoughts when I wake up. Turn the volume up. Heard this song too much, but I can't seem to stop. It sounds better in the dark. Gazing in again, out of my window. Blue jay in the yard, there's a tear in the world.
Hey, this is Winona Forever, and you're listening to Deliberate Noise.
Found when you feed them. In fact, you probably got my sack. Tell them holler back.
This is Nina Quarantina with my special guest, Claire Not There. I mean, sorry, Not There Claire. Let's get that right. And you just heard Land of a Million Drums by Outkast. Yes, woo! Your ears did not deceive you. That was really Outkast. So I wanted to play that song not just because it is a total banger, but specifically, it's a song from the soundtrack of the first live-action Scooby-Doo film, which is one of the movies I've watched in these past 2 weeks while stuck at home with my little brother. I've watched a lot of movies, and a lot of them have been, like, throwback to my childhood movies, just because, like, when else? Like, this is just the perfect time to do that.
And we need that nostalgia.
We need, yeah, we just need the good, pure, happy nostalgia of Scooby-Doo films. So, yeah, that was a really, really good song. The Scooby-Doo soundtrack is honestly amazing.
Yeah, I don't think I appreciated it when I first watched the movie.
Definitely not. Definitely not. I knew nothing about music in 2003. But fun fact about that song, it was made for that movie, and it is the only non-album single that Outkast has ever released.
Wow.
Okay?
That's amazing.
They only did it for Scooby-Doo. please go watch the music video for that song, because Shaggy and Scooby are in it, and it'll make you really happy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that soundtrack also contains, like, everything that is 2003. So, like, Shaggy, Kylie Minogue, Simple Plan, Sugar Ray, Solange is on it. Okay.
Unreal.
Yeah, I'll shut up now about Scooby-Doo. Now on to Shrek 2.
Nice.
Because, you know, I couldn't watch, like, the original Shrek again because I've seen it so many times. So we started with Shrek 2. The soundtrack is equally amazing, maybe slightly less amazing than the Scooby-Doo one. But the thing is, it didn't really fit the movie.
Interesting.
Like, Funky Town had no place in Shrek 2. Okay. David Bowie Changes had no place in Shrek 2. Like, why is it in there?
It just sounded weird.
It was like we were watching this scene. Like, they could have put any other song in this scene and it would have been totally fine. Probably the most out of place song in the movie was Ever Fallen in Love, which is a song by the Buzzcocks, but in the soundtrack it is covered by Pete Yorn.
Wow.
Although I think the original is just like a complete masterpiece. So do you want to hear it, Claire?
Yeah,
let's hear it. Shrek 2, here is Buzzcocks, Ever Fallen in Love.
You make me feel under the hurt, and I'm hurt. And if I start a commotion, I run the risk of losing you, and that's worse. Ever fall in love with someone? Ever fallen in love with someone? We'll be right back.
to prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. What is social distancing? Social distancing includes, but is not limited to, discussing the possibility of working from home, avoiding visits to long-term care homes, retirement homes, supportive housing, hospices, and other congregate care settings unless the visit is absolutely essential, avoiding non-essential trips in the community, keeping the windows down if you have to go into the community for an essential trip via taxi or rideshare, limiting or canceling group gatherings, spending time outside and in settings where people can maintain 1 to 2 meters or 3 to 6 feet of distance from each other. These guidelines are not meant to say you must stay in your home. You can still go outside and take a walk, go to the park, or walk your dog. If you need groceries, go to the store. It is simply recommended that while outside, you make sure to avoid crowds and maintain a distance from those around you.
Full force. This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
That was, of course, La Bamba, a song performed in the film of the same name about Richie Valens. And thank you, Kira, for watching that movie and telling me that I should play a song from the soundtrack. That is on my movie to watch list. I've already seen quite a few during this quarantine time. Claire, have you been watching any movies?
I have not watched a single movie or a single episode of TV. I can't explain it. I keep wanting to watch Gattaca, And then I
don't
rewatch Gattaca for like the fifth time.
That's crazy. You haven't watched any TV. That's like absolutely absurd.
I know.
Good for you.
I think it's just I spend
good for your eyes.
Yeah, I spend all day doing schoolwork on a screen, and then in the evening I just don't want to look at anything digital.
I like don't want to look at anything digital, but I still do constantly. Cannot stop. Probably 12 hours a day. That's depressing. I just wanted to say if anybody has, like, this isn't live, like, we're recording this, we're pre-recording it a day early, mm-hmm. so you can't call in, but if you do want to send me or Claire an email, we will check it, and yeah, just tell us, like, a song from, like, a movie soundtrack, like, a movie you've watched lately, or just, like, what's up with you.
Yeah, we would love
to
hear.
Don't go into too many details, though. Because we don't, like, really care. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, definitely not more than a 5-minute read, please.
I can't be reading essays right now. I don't have the attention span, but...
Photo essays are a love of
yes.
mine. If anyone wants to send us a photo essay, I would be very happy.
So the email is ninapanini1234@gmail.com. Email us. We love it. We are almost done. Before we go, I want to play a few songs by some bands that I was really looking forward to seeing play on their mm-hmm. tours. They had shows scheduled in Vancouver. Sadly, not going to see them. Hopefully, they'll come back one day.
Yeah, concerts on the other side of this are going to be so good.
Right? Yeah. There's just going to be so much like pent-up energy. People are going to go super hard for the first like month. When this is all over, I hope. Let's play a song by Japanese band Maze from their tour tape 2020. This is called Pink Wall. Yes. was Long Braided Hair by Woofzo. This concludes the first at-home recorded episode of Deliberate Noise. I have been your host, Nina Quarantina, and special guest, not there, Claire, is...
still not there.
Here, but not really here. Take care of yourself. Go get some sun.
Keep listening to good music.
Keep listening to good music. It's here for you, and CITR is here for you. Plenty of programmers are still doing their shows, recording from home, and if you're feeling lonely, highly recommend listening to radio. It's here for you, 100%. All right, we're going to end with a new one from Lee off of You Want It Real, the very spring-appropriate song, Bugs.
One, two, three, four!